Just in time for Halloween, The Jackson is inviting listeners on a tour through one of Jacksonville's oldest cemeteries. As Ennis Davis tells us, the North Side's Evergreen Cemetery is the final resting place for many people who had a lasting effect on the city. I'm WJCT News' Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT. Ennis, what is special about Evergreen Cemetery?
Well, it's been said that a city's history is written in its tombstones. And nowhere in town is this truer in Jacksonville than Evergreen, which is one of the oldest cemeteries still in use in the city today.
Who can you find buried there?
Well, you can find several notable people. There's the founder of Jacksonville, Isaiah Hart. There's 5 governors, 4 senators, 10 mayors. There's U.S. colored troops from the Civil War. The city's oldest Civil War monument, which is the Union Monument, is located in Evergreen. There's the gravesite of Cora Crane, which was the major madam of Jacksonville's early red light district in La Villa. There's also Grace River Trout, who was instrumental in advocating for women's rights.
So quite a mixed cast of characters you can find in the cemetery. What about the layout of the cemetery itself? Is that significant from a planning perspective?
So the layout of the cemetery is very significant. It is a part of America's rural cemetery movement. Prior to the cemetery movement, most graveyards were in urban areas or associated with religious entities within town. However, during this rural period, city leaders looked to find new locations outside of cities where the dead could be buried with nature. So Evergreen in Jacksonville was established in 1880, with the first burial taking place in 1881. It was several miles north of the city at that particular point in time. And one of the interesting things about it was established before the railroad that connects the city to the north came through. Organizers of the cemetery donated land with the stipulation that a railroad station would have to be built at Evergreen Cemetery to connect it to the city of Jacksonville. Some other things you can see that are unique about the cemetery from that rural cemetery movement, it is designed to have a garden-like setting, and it is characterized by a network of winding roads and pedestrian paths, as well as a variety of different landscape plans that have matured over the last 130-something years.
So a nice place to take a walk.
Nice place to take a walk, a nice place to learn about history, a nice place to see different architectural styles, including a mausoleum that is 96 feet tall. That's something that you really don't see in most cemeteries across the South. So it's a very unique place that really tells the story of Jacksonville, how we began, and how we've gotten to where we're at today.
That's the Jackson's Ennis Davis. You can join that tour this Sunday morning. For more information, go to thejacksonmag.com. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.